لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected Imams, our Amir Sheikh Irfan, my mothers, sisters, brothers, beloved youth, students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's start with this, my honorable listeners of Voice of the Cape. You see, sometime you have DC, direct current, and then you have AC, alternate current, and then you have ANC and no current. So when I arrived there, there was no current, and the sisters were very disappointed that now I could not address them properly. So sisters, today's talk, I'm looking at the watch in front of me, I have exactly 1 hour. So we will, inshallah, use this entire 1 hour for 5 topics. First, we are addressing our mothers and sisters primarily, and the men secondary. Secondly, we'll discuss the issue of Masjidul Aqsa. It's a burning issue for every Muslim throughout the world. Third, we will discuss Muharram. And fourth, we will discuss Ashura and Karbala. And then the last 15 minutes or so, we'll open the floor. You can ask any question, brother, sister, on your mind. Number one, let us speak of our family structures. You, my honorable mothers and sisters, you are married. When I deliver this lecture to the women, I call it 7 recipes. When I deliver and render this lecture to the men, then we call it 7 prescriptions. How can we make our family life a dynamic life? We live in a home. That the home must become, the house we live in must become a home. And that the home must become Darussalam, a home of peace, a home of tranquility. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Must I not show you that action? If you execute it, it will generate mutual love. Sahaba said, why not? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, make salam common amongst you. Give currency to salam. My dear mother, sister, when last did you make salam to your husband? Oh husband, when last did you make salam to your wife? We just come inside and it's kopskit and donor then. We just shouting one another. Wife is shouting the husband. How can the mercy and the salamity and the peace and tranquility, serenity descend? So learn. Husband makes salam to wife, wife makes salam to husband. The children will see this, and you are building the smallest unit of a society, and that is the family. So our family structures must be very strong and dynamic. Prescription number one, recipe number one. Number two, when last did we give gifts to one another? The hadith in Bayhaqi, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen alayhi salatu wasalam said, Tahaddu tahabbu, give gifts to one another, and that will generate mutual love. And when you give gifts, husband, wife, sometime there is altercation, there is difference of opinion. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الضَّغَائِنَ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you give the gifts, then it removes the malice, the rancor, the hatred. See, oh husbands, may Buddhas, Monday night, all of you, without your wife asking, so you buy her a nice present, you the wife, you can put one note there, hey my husband, my khalifa, I need this, so he gets a message also. So inshallah, Monday night, Tuesday, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ سَائِرَ سَنَتِهِ. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Although it is a weak hadith, we accept it in fadail and virtues. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the giant and the genius he was, his honorable ustad, Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, states, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. We tried it like that, and we found the year. We spent on our beloved wives and children. Allah made the risk and sustenance easy for that year. And the year we did not practice on it, then things can become difficult. So my sisters, you request, don't say demand. Tell your husband, mashallah, and if you want to be clever, you know, like my wife, then mashallah, tomorrow, Monday, maybe she'll put a miswak or a kufya or a hat or something for me and say, hubby, this is for you, because she knows she spent 5 rand, 10 rand, then I have to spend 500 rand or maybe 5,000 rand. Some other debit card and credit card, alles gaan weg, you know. So you must remember that is a second point. So give gifts to one another. Don't wait. It will draw you closer. Rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see that glass? So of water, so look at Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Today psychiatrists, today philosophers, today education, no one can teach us what our master, our leader, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. See brothers, sisters, new labor laws are coming in South Africa, and we're already going to face this. The hadith in Sunan Nasai, our master Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sees Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, that Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha for whom 15 verses of Surah Nur were revealed, whether the Shias like it or not, remember 15 verses, Surah 24 from verse 11 to 26 were revealed for our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. That is Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha's rank. Understand who we are talking about. We don't have to curry favor with anybody, any organization, any government. We speak the truth from Quran and Hadith. Understand this? Sunan and Nasai, the Hadith. I'll give you references of everything, inshallah. So brothers, we must remember this. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha drinking the water, and then there's some water, half the glass, quarter the glass is left. Look at the husband. This is the husband. He takes the glass of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, not only drinks the leftover water, the side from where she drank. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned the glass around and then drank from there. And our mother Siddiqa looks at Master alayhi salam and says, Wa ana ha'idun. I, Siddiqa Aisha, was in my napaki, in my menses, in my haid, and yet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this for me. Today, the enlightened Muslim, when you tell him, drink the leftover of your wife, what say he for us? He said, yeah, I can't drink it, I'll get germs. But it does other upside down things than pratenif and germs. You must remember these things, number one. MashaAllah, they brought a chair. One day they asked me on Q&A in our South African masjid, there's so many chairs. I said, in South Africa, the people love to be chairman. So therefore they brought the chair. So they're making me the chairman now. So let us call Biggie Sit now. So how many prescription recipes we finish already, sisters? How many sisters? Three sisters, three recipes. Number one, our salam. Number two, give to one another. Number three, share the same utensils. Husband and wife sometimes take one plate and share it. Take the same teaspoon and share it. Take the same ice cream and share it. Allah will not only unite your bodies, Allah will unite your hearts. Number three. Number four, my brothers and sisters, open Sunan Dara Kutni's hadith kitab. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha by the affectionate name, Ya Humaira, oh you with a red, red complexion. You don't have to call your wife Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. Call her darling, sweetheart, honey, whatever you want. A name she dearly loves. And you wife, you call your husband the same. Tell him, honey, give me some money. You understand? So mashallah, then see how he'll smile and give it to you. And this type of thing. So learn from the uswa. Learn from the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So four, give affectionate names. Number five, today we smile with the ladies in the bank. We smile with the people in the post office, but our post office is on strike also. So anyway, we must remember, brothers and sisters, when last did we smile with our wife? When last, oh wife, did you smile with your husband? Look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching. وَلَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلْقٍ. That do not belittle any good action, even though you have to smile with your brother. Brother smiles with brother, sister smiles with sister, husband with wife, and vice versa. Then smiling is contagious. Today when your husband comes home, my sister, after Maghrib, after Asr, after Zohr, any salat in you at home, just say assalamu alaikum and smile. You will see automatically he will be smiling. No. Look at the teaching, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. Five prescriptions, five recipes. Every one of you, my brothers, sisters, how can we not learn this dua? Almighty Allah said, this is the dua of Ibadur Rahman. This is the dua of the pious servants of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Surah number 25, verse number 74, Suratul Furqan, the criterion. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O Allah, grant us such spouses. Ya Allah, grant us such children that are the coolness of the eyes. You as the mother, what is your primary responsibility, my dear mother? Al-ummu al-madrasatul ula. The mother is the first madrasa. Today you, my fathers, you, my mothers, with full respect and complete love for you, from my heart I'm telling you this. We gave them all the seas. We gave them clothing. We gave them cash. We gave them computers. We gave them CDs. We gave them cell phones. We gave them cars. We gave them all the seas. But two seas we deprived them of. And that is why we are paying a terrible price today. Now in this masjid 1 hour ago, a brother came to me and he told me in this masjid, please Mufti, see the situation. 8-year-old boy, 9-year-old boys, 10-year-old boys and girls are watching explicit porn. And now what you see, you want to experiment. Who is responsible for this? Who gave our children the cell phone? Who gave them that permission that they can go and access the internet and do whatever they want to? They carried a survey in the Haram Sharif in Makkah and they told the youngsters, be honest, you are right in the Haramul Makki. How many times have you watched porn in front of the Baytullah? In front of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, regarding which all Mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. You make an intention of a wrong and a vice, Allah will unleash a terrible and painful punishment. More than 60% of the youngsters in that survey admitted that they're watching porn right inside there, the Masjidul Haram, in front of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharraf. You see, my mother, sisters, we are lacking in two things. We need to build that foundation. We need to build that aqidah. You as a mother, you are the greatest teacher. But when I see my society in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, in Durban, and overseas, then I see the father is busy with Hollywood, the mother is busy with Bollywood, and the children are busy with Robin Hood. So we must remember this, brothers and sisters. It is your duty My mother's mother, my maternal grandmother, she was not an alima. She was not someone who was well-versed, but they had so much love of deen. She would come to our house, we would sit at the feet, we would say, Nanima, oh Oma, teach us something. She tell us story of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, story of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. They infused the love of deen. When time came for death, 27 night Ramadan, she left this world. You see, my brothers, mothers, that is your primary responsibility. Give and infuse with love, not with blackmail and intimidation. With love, give the deen of Islam to your children. Our children today, look at Cape Town, look at Sheikh Irfan, our Amir, Hafidhahullah. Wallahi, each one of you should come after the task. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. And the last one. When last did you read the 99 names of Allah? Each Muslim home today almost, you go to the lounge, you go to the masjid, you will see the beautiful 99 names of Allah. What did the Quran tell us, my dear mother and sister and brother? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has beautiful, wonderful names. Invoke and call Allah by those names. Make it part of your routine. Daily I will read the 99 names of Allah. And when there's tension and conflict, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, parents and children, read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the one. It is your name. It is your name, your attribute, that you bring the love within the hearts. You see slowly how the unity will be brought about through the mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. So these are the first part. I told you five parts, first part finished now. Second part, mothers and sisters, we are in a new year, 1436, the month of Muharram. What is Muharram for this ummah? Surah 9 verse 36. Everything Deenul Islam gave us is the best. Nor is the West the best, nor is the East the West. The best Islam is the best. Now see, I give you two, three easy examples. Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi ithna ashara shahara fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal arda minha arbatun hurum. Oh, they are ulama, they are mashayikh here, wa asatiza over here. Let us see what Quran Kareem states. Verily, the amount of months by Almighty Allah are 12. This is prescribed and ordained in the book of Almighty Allah when? The day Allah created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe. From these 12 lunar months, minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months. The month of Muharram became sacred the day Almighty Allah created the universe. Who said this? Allah is saying. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated which are the four sacred months that in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. Thalathun mutawaliyat. Three are consecutive months. Zulqa'dah, wa Dhulhijjah, wa Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So it shows. From that time immemorial, we see that the month of Muharram became sacred. Regarding Ashura, we must remember from the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, the day of Ashura became significant. Remember, it became significant. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Quran Kareem says, "Wastawat alal Judi." The ship and the boat of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam stopped at Judi. When did it stop there? Remember, on the day of Ashura, hadith Musnad Ahmad. Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is that mighty, mighty messenger of Allah. The greatest Nabi in this sense, his name is mentioned the most in the Quran. We all know the greatest Nabi is Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. But therefore, if you take the amount of times Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name, Mubarak and honorable name is mentioned, 136 times in a noble Quran, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name mentioned. To show this ummah what a mighty messenger. So, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and his people were saved. Najjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma wa gharraqa fir'auna wa qawma. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Bukhari, Muslim, almost all the hadith compilations speak of it. So the day of Ashura, that took place. But we have many myths attached to it, Ashura. I give you one, two that are common in our community. In our textbooks, the ulama, some of them have written this. With due respect to them, we will always defend the ulama. But if they are wrong, then we highlight that this is not the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I give you a very easy bayin example of this. You will see our ulama have written that on the day of Qiyamah will occur on the 10th of Muharram on Ashura. Aina dalil lihada? Where's the dalil? This is the Shia infiltration into our books. You must remember there's no authentic hadith. The hadith Sharif states, open any hadith kitab, famous books, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad and so forth, you will find, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Qiyamah will occur on a Friday. But there's no mention of Ashura. So this is how they have infiltrated the Shia. And our people, because now we don't make research, and then we start quoting from their sources unintentionally, inadvertently. So we should know these type of things very clearly. I'll come back to this topic just now. I want to just speak to you about 10 minutes or so, till 12:30, about Masjidul Aqsa. It's a burning issue. Brothers, why is, and I want the whole world to know this, what we as the Muslim Ummah believe regarding Masjidul Aqsa. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, in the beginning of the 15th Jews, in the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, speaks of Masjidul Aqsa. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam minal Masjidul Haram ilal Masjidul Aqsa. Masjidul Aqsa is not a Palestinian Jewish issue. It is a Muslim Zionist issue, and it concerns every Muslim throughout the world. First thing you must know. Look at the history quickly I give you of Palestine. In the year 637 Gregorian calendar, Amirul Mu'mineen said, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, who is called and invited, yeah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an and his army lay siege around Jerusalem for 4 months. The Christians were there. The Christian leader is Sophronius. And Sophronius says that we want to hand over the key, we surrender. But our books and scriptures tell us we must hand over the key to Umar bin Khattab. Said, fine, Amirul Mu'mineen will come himself. Amirul Mu'mineen enters, 17 patches on his clothing. This is Masjidul Aqsa. Until today, the mountain is there. The mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar. When Amirul Mu'mineen entered, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een who were there, shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and the mountain echoed, hence the name Jabal Mukabbar. Listen carefully, everyone who wants to understand Islam and Islamic justice, open the book, I give you reference for this, Jerusalem, the key to world peace, a masterpiece of a book. Written by the Islamic Union of Europe. So you read that book there. Oh, the book is called Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. In there, this is mentioned. Sophronius tells Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. From our side, the Christian side, it is a request. No Jew must be allowed to live in Jerusalem. Look at the greatness and generosity and magnanimity of Islam. Amirul Mu'mineen said, Umar bin Khattab said, Amirul Mu'mineen said, nay, we will allow Muslims, we will allow Jews, we will allow Christians all to stay in this land of Jerusalem. Oh. Imagine this is what Islam did. Negotiations takes place. Sophronius tells Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, is Salat time. Look at what they did for the Christians. Read Salat here in the church. What does Amirul Mu'mineen say to Umar say radiallahu anhu warda? Oh, Sophronius, I can perform the Salat here. There's no idols, anything on this side. But I fear a time will come in future that if I read Salat here, my people, the later generations will say that Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda read Salat here. Now we want to take this portion. It is in your interest that I don't read Salat here, so your church can be preserved as well. He threw a stone, and subhanallah, where the stone lands, there Umar said, Umar radiallahu anhu reads and performs the Salat. Show us justice of this caliber in any religion. Go on quickly, 637 to 1099 under Muslim occupation, under Muslim rule. 1099 to 1187 Christians come. Your Masjid al-Aqsa, our Qubbat al-Sakhra, all that areas have a crucifix, have a cross there. For 88 years, it's under Christian rule. In the year 1187, Almighty Allah brings Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, the man who would hardly smile. When he came, what did he say, my brothers, my respected ulama? He climbs the minbar. After 88 years, a Jummah Salat is rendered. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The remnants and the relics of the zalims and oppressors are cut to shreds, and we praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. See, it was a Friday, 27 Rajab, the year 1187, 88 years of Christian occupation to the end. Salahuddin Ayyubi. This is Masjid al-Aqsa. Behind Masjid al-Aqsa is Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Behind the Dome of the Rock is Kanisatul Qiyamah. We've been to all these places, alhamdulillah. Kanisatul Qiyamah is considered in Christendom, in Christianity, as one of the holiest and most sacred places for Christians. Now, my brothers, look at the miracle, the karamat of Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahimahullah. That Salahuddin Ayyubi, they saw his character, they saw his integrity. They gave him the keys of the church. From 1187, go ask any pope, any bishop, a tutu or tata or whoever you want to, that who has the key for your Christian church there, Kanisatul Qiyamah, the church of resurrection. They all will admit the keys still today are in the hands of the Muslims. Muslims brought about peace in that land. They open the church in the morning, they close it in the evening. Do we understand our history? Now the Jews and the Zionist entity came 1948. They murdered and slaughtered our people. And remembered, Palestine became into Israel. Israel now is from 1948 right up to now. 1967 occupation takes place of Jerusalem. They are not finished. They have an agenda. Two parts of the agenda are complete. Palestine, Israel, Jerusalem has become their capital. They tell us openly, the eternal undivided capital. Third one, expand the borders. You saw the Israeli flag, white flag, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, the Star of David in between. These lines are not decoration. Minal Furati ilan Nil. From the river Euphrates in Iraq, to the River Nile in Egypt is Eretz Israel, the larger Israel, greater Israel. So understand, that is the agenda. Fourth one, the ultimate prize. And that is what we are seeing. Oh, listeners of Voice of the Cape, you, me, and the entire Muslim Ummah, we are to blame to a certain extent for what is happening now at Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? We don't read, my brothers and sisters. Go back 1994, 15th Ramadan, a Saturday it was, Fajr time. Baruch Goldstein, a Zionist, a terrorist from South Africa. He is there in the apartheid regime and apartheid land of Israel. On 15th Ramadan, Saturday 1994, more than 800 of our brothers are performing Fajr Salat. And what does he do? He mows them down in Masjid Ibrahim Khalili in Hebron. 29 of them became shaheed that same day, Fajr time. The death toll and shuhada almost reached 70 or so. Afterwards, people were injured and then they succumbed to the injuries. They passed away, became shuhada. What did the Ummah do? What did the Arab regimes do? What did the Muslim governments do? Majority of them kept quiet. I ask you, my brothers, the Israelis, the apartheid regime saw that the Muslim Ummah is impotent. And what they did, they partitioned Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. I was there in 89. I read Salat there, the whole Masjid belongs to us. I was there in 92. I read Salat there with my wife. And remember in 89, the whole Masjid belongs to us. When you go post 94, they partitioned that Masjid. And they said the front portion for the Muslim and the back portion for the Jews. Imagine they did this. So now they're pulling the same stunt in Masjidul Aqsa. Do you understand their strategy, my brothers? Now what they say, America and the West also supports Israel, some directly. We must speak straight. La nakhafu fillahi lawmata laim. We don't have to fear anybody, brothers, as long as we are speaking the facts. Understand this. So my brothers, what is going on now? The ultimate price. And what is the ultimate price? Masjidul Aqsa is asking you, Ummat Muslimah, what are you doing? Are you going to allow the partition of Masjidul Aqsa to take place? Masjidul Aqsa is in front. Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, Surah Yasin inscribed there. So that is at the back. And the Jews, Zionist regime say, they want to partition it. The back portion with Qubbatu Sakhra, with a beautiful golden dome, is part of Aqsa. The whole wall is Aqsa. Remember that. Yeah. Not only the structure. So they say that they want to partition it. If they will remove, Allah forbid, and demolish Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikale Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon, so that this will now expedite the coming of the Mahdi. They are Mahdi. The Shia's got the Mahdi, he's in one cave. Allah alone knows what his age is. And the Jews got another Mahdi. So that is all their plot and plan. I ask you, Ummat Muslimah, yea, in Cape, Alhamdulillah, you saw one of the greatest marches in the history of South Africa. But my brothers, you must make special dua daily. You must understand the real politics going on. Now we come to our topic of Ashura. Let me make this point before I forget. Then I'll start with the whole Ashura and Karbala. My brothers and sisters, study Iran, all these countries I've been to. Iran, I was there last year, 80% or so, remember Shia. Iraq, you go, 65-60% Shia, majority. You go to Bahrain, you must remember 80% Shia. You go to Lebanon, Hezbollah is there, every most Arab country fears them. Syria, you go, you must remember the government of Bashar, 100% kafir out of the fold of Islam, so they are Shia, Alawi Shia. You go to Yemen, the Houthis are there, and remember, they are also Shia. They toppled the Sunni government. The Shias are getting stronger and stronger. This they call the Shia Crescent. What is the aim? What is the aim, my brothers? Go read the books of Khomeini. Go read the books of Khomeini. You don't read. Whenever a Shia wants to interact with you, and they will tell you their common line. America is our enemy. Israel is our enemy. We must unite. Ask them these three questions. May brothers, may sisters, you must know how to tackle the Shia menace in South Africa and all parts of the world. Iran is the only country, Muslim country in the world, in their capital, Tehran. They don't have a single masjid for us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I challenge any Shia in any part of the world, show me a Muslim country that does not have a masjid for us, the Ahlul Sunnah. Every country has, but Shia, but Iranic Shia, they don't have a masjid for us, the Ahlul Sunnah. I was there for 12 days. I asked them, where's our masjid? 22 ayatullahs, where's our masjid? And you got the audacity to come and tell me we must be your brothers? You don't give us a masjid? You're worse than the communists and you're worse than the socialist people. The enemies of Islam are giving us masjid. In America they give us masjid in Washington. In Toronto they're giving us masjid. In Australia, New Zealand they're giving us masjid. But you, the so-called Islamic Republic of Iran, you can't give the Ahlul Sunnah masjid? You're not ashamed of that? Number one. Number two, my brothers, ask the Shias when they speak of unity, that we must be all united. Then ask them the second question. I showed Maulana, I showed the ulama yesterday, breakfast time. I brought the books deliberately. We don't sway anyone. We love the Ahlul Bayt. We love the Sahaba. We love them more than we love our own parents. But what do you do, O Shias? You go and you curse our greatest people. You curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an. You curse Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. You curse Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. You curse Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. You curse Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, and you curse Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha, and you curse Abu Sufyan radiallahu anha. We never curse. We love the Sahaba. We love the Ahlul Bayt. You call, you want unity with us. You tell me you're my friend, but every day you're swearing my father and mother. You're swearing my family. Can I be united with you? Never ever, hasha wa kalla. We will never have unity with the Shias, because the Shias and the Yahud, both our enemies. Understand what I'm saying properly, brothers? And I'm telling you the facts, is not some emotional talk. I have debated with the Shias and I beat them, alhamdulillah. So you must remember these 2 points so far. Number one, there is no masjid for us in Tehran. I didn't say Iran. Second one, you must remember that they are swearing, vilifying, denigrating the honorable Sahaba, those who are the most beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to tell me you love Sayyidina Ali? You love Sayyidina Hussein? How you love Sayyidina Hussein and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an? When Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, his own daughter's names were the names that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu an, our sister. But you Shias reject the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. You say Nabi alayhi salam had one daughter only. Mustafa Quran Kareem states, Surah 33 verse 59, that Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, kulli azwajika wa banatik. Tell your beloved wives, tell your beloved daughters. Is it not daughters? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl al-Jannah, her sister's name Ruqayya, her sister's name Umm Kulsum, her sister's name Zainab, her three daughters, their name are the same. Why you don't speak of that? Because they will have to expose their lies and fabrication. We never ever speak against, we love them. But you vilify them. And then you want unity with us? No, we are not for sale. We tell the Yahud and the Zionist entity, Masjidul Aqsa in Palestine is not for sale. We tell the Palestinian authority, Palestine is not for sale. We tell the Shias, you must remember our Deenul Islam is not for sale. Our Deenul Islam is not about your expediency. Third one, you my beloved youth, you are just want to go towards the Shias, you want to get impressed by them. I quote to you, I have the book. Khomeini writes, in Tawdihul Masail, Khomeini's book, which I saw myself in Iran, and I have a copy at home. So in Tawdihul Masail, Khomeini writes, that ABC male, XYZ female, they can make a contract now from 12:30. To 1:30, and then you can have mut'ah. I ask you, brothers, sisters, were you prepared to give your daughter for 1 hour to a person? Remember, this is a nation, a bare-ghairat nation, a nation who got no morals and morality. They sell their daughters for mut'ah and prostitution. They say they believe in Imam Jafar Sadiq, they lie. Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahimahullah, said, Al-mut'ah hiya zina bi'ayniha. You must remember, Imam Jafar Sadiq said, that mut'ah is 100% prostitution. So what are you talking about? Let's come in my last 10 minutes now I have before your Q&A. Karbala. Let us speak about Karbala. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. Who did Nabi alayhi salam appoint as his Khalifa for Salat? The last 17 Salat, the 17th Salat was led by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Everybody read behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Even the Shias have to admit this. No one can deny that. ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. He is the second of the two, Surah 9 verse 40. When he's the second of the two in the ghar, he's the second of the two on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa. He passes away, Sayyidina Umar Farooq takes over. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali loves him so much, he gives his daughter, listen carefully my buttas and sisters, that Sayyidina Ali gives Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu his daughter Umm Kulthum in nikah. What does Shia say? They cannot answer. They say Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu hijacked that daughter. Can you accept a thing like that? Can you accept something like that? This is Shias. How they lie. How they fabricate. Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. Then Sayyidina Usman. He has a distinction no one in the world will ever have. He married two daughters of the same Nabi. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Usman one daughter, Kulthum radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Ruqayya one after the other. And remember that Nabi alayhi salam said, "Oh Usman, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you also." Therefore it's called Zunurain. And today these people want to tell us, let me make one statement clear on Voice of the Cape. Any person, listen carefully my brothers, من سب أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان فهو كافر خارج عن الملة. Any person who abuses, he swears, he vilifies, and he says Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, or Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, or Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, are out of the fold of Islam, or they are munafiqeen and hypocrites, Allah forbid, they themselves are kafir unanimously according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't have to fear anybody, brothers. We speak Quran, we speak Sunnah, we will always, inshaAllah, till the last moments of our life, promote and advocate the teaching of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's go on. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an becomes the Khalifa, and he is martyred also. Then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an. Now is the crucial point. Listen carefully, my brothers and sisters and listeners of Voice of the Cape. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering a khutbah. And then he looks at the people. He looks at the mimbar. His beloved grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, is on a mimbar. And what does Mustafa rahmatul alameen say? Inna bani hadha sayyidun la'alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fi'atayn min al-muslimin. My grandson, yeah. Called him son out of joy and happiness and elation. So this grandson here is a Sayyid, he's a leader, and he will reconcile this Ummah. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an did not take the bay'ah on the hands of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, so the Ummah was split already. Go on, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who is martyred. And now in the year 40, 21st Ramadan, his shahadat took place, radiallahu anhu arda. We have the greatest love and respect for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa, key point. He becomes the Amirul Mu'mineen. The people of Iraq, the people of other countries, they take the bay'ah on his Mubarak and blessed hand. After 6-7 months, Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, he takes off the mantle of leadership. He abdicates his position and he hands over the leadership to who? To Amir Muawiyah. You Shia say Amir Muawiyah is kafir, Allah forbid. You curse him in your kitabs. I ask you, did Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, didn't he know all this? You say your imam is ma'asum, he never makes mistakes, he has no error in judgment. Then how come Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu abdicated his position and he gave the leadership, the khilafat, to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? The year 41 AH after Hijrah, go ask any alim, is known as Amul Jama'ah. The year of unity, the whole Ummah had one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen. And who was it, my brothers and sisters? Who was it? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. From the year 41 to 60, remember Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Khalifa. The genius that he was. We want the sadaqat and truthfulness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. We want the adalat and justice system of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh. We want the sahawat and generosity of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. We want the shaja'at and the bravery of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh. And we want the siyasat of Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Look at what a great politician he was. He took the bay'ah and oath of allegiance from the people and the masses, not in Jerusalem, not in Damascus, which was his headquarters. He went to Masjidul Aqsa, and there in Jerusalem, he opened his hand and people took the oath of allegiance. Do we understand the importance of Masjidul Aqsa now? Understand this, man. It's our history. Carry on. Remember that we must protect and defend the honor of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Then Yazid becomes the ruler. You must remember, I'm giving you the reference. Allah forbid, in our community we have today people who say Yazid is totally out of the fold of Islam. We don't agree with that. You can say this, he's a Muslim, he's a Tabi'i, and remember Allama Zahabi rahimahullah in Siyaru A'lam in Nubala, he summed up the whole school of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and said, La nuhibbuhu wa la nasubbuhu. We will not say he was the best of people and we love him excessively, but we have no right to sway him and abuse him and vilify him as well. You must remember the people who called Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an to Kufa, were who? Were the Shia. Who called Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an? They wrote letters. Sayyidina Hussein sent his cousin, Muslim bin Aqil, to Kufa. And remember that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's cousin, Muslim bin Aqil, was killed by them as well. Then when Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left, on the 8th of Zil Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, at the 60th year of the Hijrah, Abdullah bin Abbas came to him and said, please don't go, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The Shias are munafiqs. Abdullah bin Zubair came and begged him, go open the books, we can give you all the references. Abdullah bin Umar begged him and cried, please Hussein, don't go. These are your enemies. They already murdered your father. They already murdered your brother. Don't trust them. They are Iraqis, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. That are what the Shias invited, and the Shias killed him also. That is what our books tell us, our authentic books. So my brothers, till today, they pay the price. Some places in the world, tomorrow, Monday, is Ashura, like the Arab countries. South Africa, Tuesday, other countries, Pakistan and all that also. You see, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, go read her khutbah in Karbala. I went to Karbala myself, in Maidan al-Tufuf, and go see where Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. She delivered the memorable khutbah and she said, you people, how will you face Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tomorrow on day of Qiyamah? You killed my brother Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Then she said, Allah's curse be on you. You want to see a manifestation of that curse? Go see how the Shias on the day of Ashura hitting themselves and whooping themselves. Who is hitting who? They hit themselves. They say, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Because you have to feel guilty because your forefathers killed Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Therefore you have to feel guilty. Today they make statements and say, if Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not give his life, then the whole of Islam should be wiped off. How can you make a statement like that? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place and the deen of Islam still carried on. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise. Go ask our Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, what was the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Subbat alayya masaibu law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such calamity befell me. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha states, if that calamity had to fall on the day should be transformed into nights. How can you make statements like that? This is the propaganda of the Shias. Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Not only Sayyidina Hussein. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a great martyr. Sayyidina Usman is a great martyr radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is a great martyr. But remember, the greatest martyr is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. So my brothers, we are here to promote, to advocate the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah without fear and without favor. And you owe it to your children, to your grandchildren. And remember, when any Shia comes to you and they want to speak, just ask them the three questions I put to you. Where is our masjid in Tehran of the Ahlul Sunnah? You vilify and you curse the Sahaba and you want unity. How can we have unity? And you have the immoral system of mut'ah, prostitution. You are not prepared to give your daughters to somebody else, but you want to go park somewhere else. You understood? You want to go make mut'ah with other people's women? So where is your shame and your morality? And if you want, you must remember statistics. Go and see. Go and see what's happening in Iran. The amount of suicide that is being committed by the females. Why? Because they use them. So my brothers, we have 10-12 minutes left, sisters. The floor is open. In conclusion, on behalf of my wife, myself, we thank all the organizations, mashallah, our DITT, our ADL, our Muslim Judicial Council, our Sheikh Irfan, and Voice of the Cape, and all the galaxy of ulama who are sitting here. We are your student, we are your khadim, and remember, this is our deen. Our deenul Islam is too precious. We cannot say, a deenul la yuba. This deen cannot be sold. This deen cannot be compromised. I give you one story of one young boy, and I'll leave you with that. 1992, our Honorable Amir Sheikh Irfan was with us. Maulana Ihsan Hendricks is my student, our president, and he was with us, and many ulama. We were still under apartheid, 1992, and we were coming back the next day. An 8-year-old boy, Ka'aqa, he is facing me, and I am facing Majlis Al-Aqsa. Listen, my mothers and sisters, I am facing Majlis Al-Aqsa, and he is facing me, 8-year-old boy, Ka'aqa. I told him, Ka'aqa, why don't you come with us? We'll take you to South Africa, Junubi Africa. In the morning, we enroll you in school. In the afternoon, we enroll you in a madrasa. See the 8-year-old boy. What an answer he gave me. He looked at me and turned around, pointing and gesturing towards Masjid Al-Aqsa. He said, Sheikh, you telling me to come to your Junubi Africa? Remember, if I leave here, who will look after Masjid Al-Aqsa? Our children of Palestine, O Yahud, O Zionist entity, get this message clear. Our children of Palestine and this Ummah will liberate Palestine sooner rather than later, because we have our slogan, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember what Muslims did to you in Khaybar. We will come back to torment you. Last year they did not allow me in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and they told me I'm a dangerous person. We told them, I'm in a masjid. I told that lady, on skom terug, we're coming back to Masjid Al-Aqsa, inshallah. Show no fear, show no fear. We will go back, inshallah, and we will liberate Aqsa, inshallah. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us the ikhlas and sincerity. May Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman and make special dua for our mujahideen in all parts of the world. Our honorable imam, yeah, we thank him. And our Qari Sahib, wonderful rendition of the Quran. Make dua, what inspiration they are when he was reading Surah Ar-Rahman, my brothers. Our children are yearning and they yearn. One day my father can make me a hafiz. My daughter can become a hafiza. Cape Town is so well known for all this. So my brothers, make this special dua. Allah uses us, uses our children for the upliftment of deen, inshallah. It's 10 minutes left, brothers, sisters. Come, you can fire up anything on your mind. My name is Abdul Qadir Hussain. Don't ask me a question. I must shoot somebody here you don't like. You make me AK-47, you know?
Mufi, what's understood by the term Ahlul Bayt in the Quran, more specifically Surah Al-Ahzab?
Remember, the word Ahlul Bayt is mentioned 3 places in the Quran. 3 places in the Quran is mentioned. When we ask the Ahlul Shia, what is the terminology, the meaning, the connotation of Ahlul Bayt? They say Panchtan Pak. They say it refers to 5 individuals only. To Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. I ask you, brothers, when the term Ahlul Bayt is used, in other places, the wives are included. The family is included. So who gives you the right when the Ahlul Bayt is spoken of in the context of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then you remove the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You must remember it is their hatred for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. It is their hatred for Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha that they exclude the honorable wives. Allah has elevated their rank. وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You the wives, honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must memorize, you must propagate what is revealed, what is read in your homes, in the houses of Nabi alayhi salam's wives. Min ayati Allah wal hikmah. Who can take away all these virtues? You must remember nubahul kilab. My young ulama, remember this maqula is a saying, it's not a hadith. Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. There's clouds outside and there's dogs here outside maybe barking. When the dogs bark, do they harm the clouds? If the Shias bark, they don't harm the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. They don't harm the Sahaba radiallahu an. They harm themselves. You must remember that. Jee. Now.
Maulana, on the issue of Shia, we find many times when you speak to, you know, people, when then they mention, maybe just Maulana's this input, that Iran is the only country that stands up against the West. Just Maulana, Mufti's input.
We must remember that is also a ploy and a strategy they use for public consumption. They say that Iran is the only country that stands up against the West, so therefore they are good. Outwardly they stand up, inwardly they all cutting deals together. You must remember, if you know the real politics of this world, so the Shias and the Yahud, you take a coin, you have two sides. Both of them are the enemies of the Muslim. Who is murdering the Muslims today? Remember, you go to Palestine, almost every day the Yahud, la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon them, they're murdering our people in Palestine. Go to Syria today, who is murdering our people? Who is supporting the regime of Bashar Assad? Who is supporting? The Iranian regime is supporting them. So you must remember that for you to support the Ba'athist regime of Bashar Assad, who is an Alawi, 100% kafir, to slaughter our Sunnis. So what do you speak that you are standing up against the West? You are slaughtering people whom you claim you want unity with. So it shows that the double agenda they play, they are gharkachur. The internal enemy of the Muslim Ummah are the Shias, and the external enemy of the Muslim Ummah are the Yahud and the Jews. Understand the real politics playing out.